Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
To another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really, head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. A lot you can get involved with, which would be really cool. You know, we'll do a little bit of house cleaning here before we get rolling. Again, as I said to you earlier, Mike Lindell's always been a supporter, if you would, of conservative causes. And as you know, he's working on some platforms. He's working on all kinds of stuff right now. I can't keep up with the guy. But in the interim, you know, some of you look at MyPillow, you see the commercials. I mean, oh my God, you can't get away from that thing. And if you head up to the website, you're really thinking about buying a pillow, you're buying a blanket, buying towels, whatever. Give Joe a little love here. When you go to checkout, use the promo code Joe. I cannot make it much easier than that. All right, so you get in there, you order your stuff, you get to the checkout, says you got a promo code? Yeah, I got a promo code. Promo code's Joe. And you'll get a discount, and I'll get some brownie points. Wouldn't that be great? Now, if you're not going to use the website, that's not something you really want to be part of, and some might don't blame me, you know, some people. Go to you can get to their ordering by dialing 800-872-0353. Okay, that's all right. You got to place your order online, 800-872-0353. And, you know, it's a secure way to do it. Really that simple. All right, and then again, if you want some information on the show, you want to know when it's starting, that kind of stuff, you can simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Okay, those perfectly safe vaccines that we're hearing about, that we're told that they're okay. And now Fauci's coming out with these numbers like, you know, they're like 0.17% of people. Yeah, you know what? If it's your grandmother, if it's your kid, if your mother, it doesn't matter what the percentage is now, does it? The U.S. calls for J&J COVID-19 vaccine to pause because they're seeing an increase in blood clots when that vaccine is being used. And we heard this early on, though. This is nothing new. And I mean that really, nothing new. The U.S. is recommending a pause in administration of a single dose of Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. They want to investigate the reports of potentially dangerous blood clots. Now, in a joint statement by the CDC and the Food and Drug Administration, they said they were investigating unusual clots in six women that occurred 6 to 13 days after the vaccination. Now, there are others that you're not hearing about. There are others that got, when they got the second shot of the vaccine and with the other manufacturers, that they died. Big numbers? No. But this is where I get irritated and say, look, you may not want to admit to it, but really, truly, why don't you do autopsies on these people? Why don't you find out why that happens? And maybe you can make the drug safer and better. Instead of covering your butts and making sure, because the government's covering them, you can't sue them. So instead of sweeping it under the rug and saying, oh, nothing to worry about here, why don't you go find out what the problem is? That way you can fix it. You can make adjustments. And frankly, if you can't make adjustments, then yank the darn thing off the market. All the cases were with women between the ages of 18 and 48. Find out why. What did they have? What was their DNA about? What was in their blood structure? The reports appeared similar, a rare, unusual type of clotting disorder that European authorities say is possibly linked to another COVID-19 vaccine not yet cleared in the U.S. from AstraZeneca. Right, so there's been more than, there's been almost 7 million doses of the J&J vaccine administered in the U.S. U.S. federal distribution channels, including mass vaccination sites, will pause the use of the J&J shot. You know, most people just want that one because it's a one-shot deal, right? The other two authorized vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer make up the vast share of COVID-19 shots. They don't seem to be affected by the pause. But, sorry. I mean, bottom line with it is, there are people dying from that shot, too. Not in mass numbers. I don't want to do that. But enough. There's enough issues, enough situations with it. I'm not saying you stop it, but somebody needs to check into it and stop just dismissing it. Until that process is complete, we're recommending a pause in the use of the vaccine out of an abundance of caution. They launched an investigation. Right, they've noticed that the commonality of the clots is a low platelet count. Okay, so you can't test that early on? You can't test that before they give them the shot? I don't know. I'm asking the question. They're recommending that people who were given the J&J vaccine who are experiencing severe headaches, abdominal pain, leg pain, shortness of breath. My God, this sounds like one of those commercials on TV. Sudden death may occur, right? They need to go back to the healthcare provider that provided the shot for them. U.S. health authorities caution doctors against using a typical clot treatment, the blood thinner heparin. They say it may be dangerous and alternative treatments need to be given. I love this. All these things that they didn't think about ahead of time, that they didn't test for ahead of time. I mean, I don't know. I'm asking. Now, the European investigation authorities, they investigated AstraZeneca cases. They've concluded that clots appear to be similar to a very rare abnormal immune response that sometimes strikes people treated with heparin. So, I mean, seriously, this is not something you see this coming up. I'd wait. I would wait. I am waiting. I probably won't even get the, not probably. I won't get the shot. That's where I'm at. Joe Mastini, your host. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and Aspirin Antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Time. GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I always say. You know, it gets better all the time. It really does. The next segment, I'm going to play my interview with Mr. D. And the reason I say that, we can't give out his name. He's had nasty threats, all kinds of stuff go on, simply for telling people what the truth is about your rights with the mask and no mask. Being vaccinated or not being vaccinated, it's great. So, you know, there may be a way around this, in a legal way around this. And we're going to talk about that in the next two segments coming up after the break. In the meantime, if you want to. Now, listen, if you head over there, right, use the promo code Joe. I'm trying to make it as easy as I can for you guys. So if you go to maskexemption.cards, I didn't even know that existed, maskexemption.cards, and just use the promo code Joe when you check out. You'll get a break, get 15% off, and that's a big deal. I mean, I think it is anyway. And I'm told they work. I haven't had the chance to use one, but I'm told they work. So Dante Wright, the person that was shot, again, for not complying, can we just be honest about it? Or are we not allowed to anymore? Right? And when you look at exactly what did this young man stand for? What did he do? What did he have going on? Well, actually, Wright had an open case in court. Case was still pending when he was pulled over. He had an expired license plate. So he's driving a car with an expired license plate. He's been accused of choking and robbing women at gunpoint. And he had an arrest warrant. So how was this supposed to be peaceful with all this going on, and this kid goes for a run, trying to get away? He had an open warrant for his arrest related to an aggravated armed robbery attempt when he was killed. Right, another man identified as Emma J. Maurice Driver, a high school acquaintance. They'd both been charged with first-degree aggravated robbery in December. The case was still open. They hadn't been back to court yet. And according to the documents, Wright and Driver went into a party in an apartment, and about 5 miles from the Brooklyn Center, where Wright was finally fatally shot. At around 2:30 in the morning, two women at the home told Wright and the driver they needed to leave, but the two men said they didn't have a ride. Now, the woman reportedly allowed Wright and Driver to spend the night. In the morning, one of the two women left the apartment to get $820 in cash to pay the other for rent. After paying the rent, she left for work. Wright and the driver were waiting for their rides. The other woman who stayed behind said that Wright allegedly blocked the door, preventing her from leaving. Then he allegedly pulled a black handgun with a silver trim, and he made the woman give him the $820. Now the victim said to him, "Are you serious?" He looked at her and said, "Give me the blanking money. I know you have it." When she again asked him if he was serious, he allegedly told her, "I'm not playing around." He choked her while trying to pull the cash out from under her bra where she had tucked it away. The court documents say she was able to pry herself loose, started to kneel down and scream. Authorities said that she allegedly heard Driver tell her to give the money to Wright, who was yelling at her to stop screaming. I mean, they're animals. If that is all true, they're animals. And I say that because, trying to be legally correct about it. She reportedly screamed at them to get them out of the apartment, telling them that the cops were close. Wright told her he would shoot her if she didn't give him the money. I'm sorry, I have a hard time. People who live lives like this, if this is the way they live their life or the way they do things, you heard that other woman last week talking about her brother who got shot while he was robbing somebody. Say, how do you expect him to go to school? How do you expect him to buy clothes? How do you, get a job? That's how. I mean, really, seriously, Wright was arrested and later released on a $100,000 bail. I don't know how he got that. As a condition of his release, he was not to have contact with the victim or witnesses. He had to stay away from drugs and alcohol. And he could not possess a firearm. And his bail was revoked in July because he allegedly possessed a firearm and wasn't keeping in touch with his probation officer. So the guy didn't follow any of the rules. And when he was told to stand there, and they were trying to handcuff him, then he goes and he runs. And again, why are we covering for criminals? Why are we constantly making excuses for criminals, no matter what color they are? If this guy was white, I'd be saying the same thing. No difference. And again, the woman, the female police officer that shot him, I don't know her. But she's screaming, taser, 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 after she said, I'll tase you if you don't knock it off. And I'm sorry, she grabbed the wrong gun. Right? I mean, I don't even know where to go with that. I haven't been in that situation. Many of you haven't either. Under stress, I don't know what would go down. I don't know if I grabbed the wrong piece. You know, and the police chief resigned. I would not have resigned if I was a police chief. I would be pushing back. I'd be so loud. Right now, this Minneapolis area is already on edge over the trial of George Floyd. Are we going to give in? Are they going to give in? Because they don't want the damage that's going to be done in the riots, not the protests. Let's call them what they are. Really, think about it. This is getting so old. I'm not joking, I'm serious. This is getting so old. If the mainstream media was ever honest about anything, I think we'd all pass out. They're not going to be honest about any of this stuff in any way, shape, manner, or form. Because then they would have to admit they were wrong about this. The guy was breaking the law. He was driving with expired plates. He had an arrest warrant out for him. I'm sorry. When he starts to run, when we start to have trouble with him, he's known for carrying guns against the law. What did you want them to do? Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Protests have continued into a third night in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, following the fatal shooting of Dante Wright over the weekend. Crowds have gathered outside the city's police station in the face of a curfew imposed by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Officers began to try to clear the crowd from around the building before curfew after some protesters began shaking the complex's fence and throwing projectiles at officers. Both the officer involved in the shooting and the Brooklyn Center police chief resigned on Tuesday. Officer Kim Potter resigned on Tuesday along with Brooklyn Center police chief Tim Gannon. In her resignation letter, Potter said she believed it was in the best interest of the department and the community if she resigned immediately. And President Biden has officially been invited to give an address to a joint session of Congress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi extended the invite Tuesday for him to speak on Wednesday, April 28th. The speech would come several days shy of Biden's 100th day in office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. Listen to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. I really do mean that. I mean, I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being, you know, part of the, if you're part of the conversation, if you're being informed and you're being engaged and you're part of the conversation, then you will be part of the solution because you'll have information to step out on. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to just bring on my, next, Mr. D is his name, and we won't be showing a picture of him or anybody else because I don't want his life to be more endangered than it already is for helping us understand and know what the rules are. I mean, seriously, this is just asinine. All right, well, we're back at it again. You know, I love this kind of thing. Over the years, we've done. It's okay to say Merry Christmas, and we've had the Trump 2020 banners and all that other fun stuff. And really, seriously, people, we've allowed it. There's a new word for it. We've allowed the government to actually step in now, start dictating to us how we breathe, when we breathe, the amount of oxygen we get to have, and what have you. All of us were pretty, I won't say complacent, but we were okay with, you know, let's let the government get a handle on this quote-unquote disease, on this virus for a couple of weeks, and now a couple of weeks, we're going into our second year. We're going into our couple of years here. This is just wrong, dead wrong, and you have rights. I keep telling you guys, if you don't understand the Constitution, if you don't know what it stands for, if you don't know what it says, how do you stick up for what your rights are? You can't. It's really that simple. So I stumbled on a website. The website called maskexemption.cards. Maskexemption.cards. Didn't even know that, you know, cards existed. But, you know, you got to check out the website after the interview because they're I don't know a better word for them other than they're informational little ID cards that can hang from a lanyard from your neck, and it tells, lets you know, and it tells the person that you're showing it to that you have rights. They're rights that they can't trample on. So we've asked Mr. D to join us today. He is the, what do we want to call it? You're the actually designer, the creator of these cards, and I want to thank you for being with me today.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you having me.
Well, you know, it's stuff like this that people have to know that they have access to and or that they're not. I mean, these aren't gimmick cards. These are real cards that have information on them that you should be able to step out on legally, correct?
Yeah, so just like when you carry around a pocket constitution, it informs other people of your constitutional rights. These ADA medical mask exemption cards that I developed inform other people, like mask enforcers, that under the ADA and HIPAA laws, you're exempt from wearing a mask if you have a condition that prevents you from wearing a mask, and that's the government's official stance on it. So that's not what my law says. That's not what the cards give you. It's what the government gives you, and what the cards do, it informs, you know, the store mask enforcers or any other mask enforcer of these actual rights. And the way the cards are designed is they explicitly say mask exempt, and then they give you the information why, and then they have the little bits about the potential fines and other, you know, government repercussions that a business could face for discrimination.
Right. Yeah, and now you have one for masks, and then you have one for vaccines, correct?
Yeah, so the vaccine one I came out with a little bit later than the mask one, and that was due to high demand. I kept having emails and calls from people saying, is there any way I could get out of this vaccine? So I did the research on it, and, you know, the vaccines aren't mandated as of yet, and hopefully that doesn't change, or else, you know, we're headed towards a whole other disaster with that. But
yep.
As far as vaccines or any type of other medical procedure goes, we have the right to informed consent in the United States. So I can get into that if you'd like me to.
Wait, why don't, no, get into that, because people don't really know what that means. They don't really understand that term.
Okay, so sticking to vaccines as a medical procedure, if a physician or any other type of institution, you know, because now they have like Walgreens and pharmacies and stuff issuing these vaccines. So anyone that can administer a medical procedure has to provide someone with something called informed consent, meaning that that person has to explicitly allow them to do that procedure based on first being told what the benefits are of it, what the potential risks are of it, any alternatives, and then whether they have, you know, the right to consent or not, which is always the case that you do have the right to consent. Besides the fact of in 2013, the Supreme Court actually, they issued a law that allows doctors and physicians to perform a medical procedure on someone that is incapacitated, like in an emergency. If they can't speak, if they can't invoke their informed consent, they could do what they deem is necessary to save your life or to do whatever else, like their surgery or to draw blood to test it or whatever, without you being able to deny or accept that. So when I designed the cards, I stated on there that you don't want the vaccination under any circumstance, because if you're in some kind of accident and a doctor, you know, is looking you over, and they first might be thinking, oh, what if he has COVID? What if he hasn't been vaccinated against COVID? I definitely need to take this precaution first. So they'll give you the vaccine, and that would be legal. And then they would go ahead and try to, you know, maybe save your life if the vaccine didn't kill you after they gave it to you.
Wow.
So, yeah, you keep the card next to your driver's license, because in an emergency, the first thing they do is they'll want to check your ID to see who you are, see if they can call any family. And if they find that card there that you don't want the vaccine, you know, they'll think twice about giving you the vaccine, and then they'll just do whatever else they need to do to save your life.
This is unreal. I mean, it is unreal as we start to find out, as things get uncovered, as to what the government's going to do. But I think some of us have always known that the government does do things to us. They do put programs and projects in place that we don't know anything about, or we've been lied to. And they say it's for the greater good, but, you know, apparently they don't trust the general populace, which is just amazing to me. Let me ask you, again, so sales obviously doing well?
Yeah, a lot of people are just, they're at a place where they don't know what to do. They know it's a scam, not the virus itself. That could be real for a certain percentage of the population, which we now find out is a very small percentage. But they know that the reaction to it is a scam. They know that wearing a mask to supposedly save other people's lives is a massive scam. There's study after study that says, you know, they show no benefit.
Right.
They actually cause way more harm than good. And then it actually continues the lie. So if healthy people go around wearing masks, it just makes the people that are afraid even more afraid because they think, okay, so this is real. You know, everyone's wearing a mask. The virus must be killing people left and right. So people are fed up. They don't know a way out of it. They don't know how to go about not wearing the mask.
Right.
And they'll call me or they'll find the site and then they'll ask me about it and I'll tell them, well, you have rights. So the CDC themselves says that if you have breathing problems, so it's, the rights exemptions are for small things such as breathing problems. So
right.
When I wear a mask, I definitely can't breathe. So there you go. I'm exempt automatically. Boom. Per CDC guidelines.
To your point about how dishonest they're being with us, in 2019-2020 flu season, there were 38 million cases of the flu that were registered. And in 2020-2021, we are, a quarter of the way through the year, and we only have 1,800 flu cases registered with the CDC. So, you know, when people say to you, when people say, oh, my God, you know, this thing is, what happened to the flu? What happened to the seasonal flu? This, it makes it hard to believe them when we're constantly getting lies or I'm going to call it lies. They call it misinformation. I'm going to call it lies from them because, you know, again, Fauci from day one was telling us this was not a big deal. Don't wear a mask in the whole nine yards. Now we're almost at triple masks at this point. Listen, we got to go for a break. When we come back, I'm going to hold you over. Let's talk a little bit more about some, if you've got any positive feedback from people who've actually used it and been able to go into a store or into an area without a mask on. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messini.
Your host. I'm always, always happy. I mean, again, you guys got to try this out. Because this is a real thing. And I can't believe how many people have already let me know or have read how well he... We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. Write it down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Maybe. I hope.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. 2-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I always say, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. All right? We got that going on all over the place. We don't need your help into making that happen. Anyway, a product I found out about, something I think you all could kind of have some fun with, and it works, and it's not expensive. Take a listen. Like I always say, get informed.
We're back at it again. If some of you got my email blast this week, in there I had a link to maskexemption.cards. That's maskexemption.cards. You need to head over there because many of you who are complaining about having to wear a mask or thinking that you have to wear a mask, and or as far as the vaccine goes, I just got, if you didn't catch the first segment, I just got informed that for all intents and purposes, were you to get an accident, were you rushed to the hospital, there's an opportunity for them to give you a vaccine or the vaccine on COVID without your consent. So you need to be informed. So I keep telling you people, don't be a victim of your last tweet or the last Twitter headline you saw. Make sure that you actually understand what's going on and what your rights are, so you know what you can, you know, what you can fight against or what you can't. Anyway, I've asked we've renamed him because I can't believe the hate mail that he's getting. Mr. D, who is the, I'd say the designer and creator of these cards, and I want to thank you for being with me today.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you've been getting, I saw some of them, you've been getting hate emails over this where people are wishing you dead, huh?
Yeah, so the other side that unfortunately bought into the whole lie, and even, you know, almost a year later now, a year later since I've been issuing the cards, but they, since they believe it so much, they actually think that people that don't wear masks are actually killing other people. If you were to actually look at that logic of how rare that would actually be, it would boggle the mind to think that that's what's going on, but these people believe it, and so they're taking their anger out on me because I'm helping other people use the freedoms that they have that were issued by the government.
Right.
So if anything, they should be going after the CDC who issued the exemptions, but they're going after me for helping people know that they have these exemptions and helping people, you know, use these exemptions that they legally can use.
Yeah, and again, it is ignorance, and people take that as a slight. It's not, it just means you don't have enough information to act on, and you need to get informed. I mean, I see it on the show. People sending me emails about their constitutional rights, and they're wrong. You know, that's why I say to you guys, you've been with me, check out Rick Green from rickgreen.com. He's got constitutional classes on there that you can take and really understand what the Constitution says and what rights that you have. And you've seen it even in the local news or in the news lately where people finally are standing up and telling the people from the CDC and other agencies coming into their places of business saying, look, you have no right to be here. Without a warrant, you have no right to be on my property. Why are we just seeing that after a year? We shouldn't be. You should be well informed. And that's the problem we're having today. We've got a lot of ignorant people who don't know what their rights are. And these cards lay out your rights in plain simple English, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And they help other people that are supposed to enforce these illegal mandates in many instances know that people do have exemptions because they kind of, when the governors issue the exemption, not just the governors, but the CDC and the ADA, they kind of did a little small print thing to where you have to search for them. You know, they'll go into this long rant about how the masks are required here and this person has to wear it and for any type of gathering or any type of place. And they'll say, except for people who have exemptions, you might want to look over here if you want to really find out about the exemptions. And then they'll kind of disappear. You know, if you Google it, it's hard to find. But when you go into their actual websites and read the fine print, they say that, okay, you are exempt if you're under a certain age, if you have a certain condition, if it causes you anxiety, if you have if you can't remove the mask in case of a situation that requires you to remove it, stuff that most people do have that wear masks.
Right.
So I would say the majority of us are exempt from wearing a mask, especially since the main one, it inhibits your breathing and can cause you anxiety. Most people do have that from wearing the mask, from everyone that I've talked to.
Wow. So, you know, states, there's different laws in different states. Federal government has their own set. So the cards will work, you know, this is where some confusion comes in. You can use them state to state, but federal law supersedes the state law. So what are you seeing and what are you hearing from people? Are they, for the most part, are people sending you emails going, I went into such and such a store or I went into such and such a place and they accepted the card? They allowed me not to wear a mask.
Yeah, so I get really good feedback all the time. I get people that thank me all the time. I get people that will order more for their friends and their families. I get people that order in bulk so they can give them out for free because they've helped out so greatly. But they don't work 100% of the time because depending on the area where you're at and the type of employee you run into, they might be on some kind of power trip. Even though the law is legitimate, they might just, you know, feel like they're above the law and that they'll say they might have read a fake news article about the card itself and then there's no way getting around it. But that's from all the feedback I've gotten, that's more rare than common. So the common reaction to the cards is, oh, wow, cool, all right, go right ahead, because not everyone's evil. A lot of people don't even want to enforce the mask. So when they see an excuse of getting out of it, they'll definitely let someone in without a mask if, you know, if they see the law on the card.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And you know, and it's, again, it's us speaking up for our right. We don't do it. We don't push back. We don't fight for rights. And I do know that who I love to refer to Joe Biden as Joey B. He has decided that nobody can enter a federal building without the mask on. Do you have anybody who's challenged that with the cards?
I haven't heard of that one yet, of a federal building. No. One guy told me he went to a courthouse. I don't know if it was a federal or a state courthouse, and he used the mask, but the card. And I was actually impressed about that one right there. I had a guy took pictures inside of the DMV without wearing a mask, the state DMV, and he sent me those, and he said it was because of the card. But one cool story I can tell you is in camp comes out of Northern California, of all places, in a small town out there. A mother said that she went to her school board or her school officials who make the decisions, and she said, "No, I don't want my kids wearing a mask. Is there any way I can get out of it?" And they said, "Unfortunately, no, there's nothing we can do unless we have something on file." So she ordered one of the cards. She gave that to them. They said, "No, this is perfect. This is all we need." They put it in the kid's file, and every kid didn't have to go to school wearing a mask because the school obviously didn't believe in it either. You know, if they were like more of a communist school, they probably wouldn't have accepted it. But some people are just looking for ways to help other people get out of wearing a mask. So they took the card. They accepted it. The kids don't go to school wearing a mask. So all the other parents would come up to her and say, "Well, how are your kids not wearing a mask? What did you do?" Well, she told them, "You know, I got these cards, and I can get you some as well." They all put together some money, the other parents with her, and she called me back, and I gave them a pretty big discount as well because I definitely wanted to help out the kids. And, you know, it feels good at the end of the day thinking that now these kids, at least at this school, aren't being tortured or aren't being, you know, forced to wear something that is making them, dehumanizing them.
So we are running we're running out of time here, but I want to make sure that people understand, you know, you've got to stand up for yourselves. The government is not going to stand up for you. The state is not going to go out of their way to protect you / stand up for you. So if you head over to maskexemption.cards, maskexemption.cards, or order yours, order, get the little PTA groups together, get whatever, you know. Mike, I have a granddaughter that has an asthma issue. This is one of the things when I see my daughter this week, I'm going to give her one of these and say, look, there's no reason for that child to be wearing a mask all day in school. And, you know, your job is to protect your children, not to protect the government. So, again, and Mr. D, thanks for what you're doing. I really do appreciate the fact that, you know, people have been talking to this this man, and this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme for him. He really believes in this. And let me tell you what, from marketing our own product, this is not a cheap endeavor. All right, I'm sure he's not getting rich on it. I mean, you bought yourself a Rolls Royce this week, right? I mean, this is what they don't get. It's not big bucks involved. So, Mr. D, thanks so much for being with me. I really, really do appreciate our time together.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you having me on. And I just do want to mention one last thing before I go. If anyone has the question of, will this card work in this situation, I can't answer that because every situation is different. The best way to do it is to either ask if it's like your employer or if it's your school, your child's school, ask them, will you accept this card if I bring it in, show them a picture of it if you'd like off of my website before you order it, just download it on your phone. I have no problem with that. And if they allow it, you know, you can place an order. If not, you know, you still got to stick up for your rights and
right.
Search other means. And yeah, like Joe said, you got to definitely stick up for your rights and find out a way. And using them.
Yep. No, totally agree with you. Hey, thanks for the good work you're doing. I really appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. So, Mr. Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm telling you, check out the cards. Yeah, it doesn't hurt. Check out the cards. I mean, we've got to push back. We've got to fight back. We've got to make sure that they understand we're not just going to lay down and go away. I am Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We want you back here with us tomorrow.